Hi, and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. I am Alicia, and I wanted to talk about just the idea of stopping fighting yourself being a really useful tool in productivity. So typically when we talk about productivity, we're talking about like hacks and techniques to implement, and it's very left brain focused. It's sort of like how to organize your time, how to be more efficient with planning and to-do lists, and to like focus more effectively on the things that you're doing, getting rid of distractions. All of those things are typical productivity topics, and I'm pretty good at those. So over the years, I've been pretty obsessed with productivity because I highly value my own time, and I always have. So when I was younger, that translated into just working part-time jobs, like whatever random part-time jobs, not full-time, because I wanted the extra time to do whatever creative projects I happened to be working on at the time, like being in a band or something like that. Even when I started teaching piano, even at the peak of the most that I was teaching piano, it was still like maximum 30 hours a week. So I've kind of resisted the notion of having a full-time job because I have so many projects and so many other creative things that I have on the go, and I always have. So in that sense, I've really cared about, okay, how can I make the most of my time? Because I want to, it's not all about just work for me. I want to make the most of my work time so that I have the most amount of time to enjoy distraction-free with friends and loved ones. I love being able to, like if someone spontaneously is in town or wants to hang out with me, I can kind of like drop things and make that happen and be with someone in a totally undistracted way. I'm not thinking about all the tasks that I have unfinished. So having more time for, just the things that really matter in life. So relationships are among those, the relationship with yourself, or if you're spiritual, a relationship with a higher power. These are all things that I think are really precious, and I really cherish them. And as such, I want to protect my time when I'm working so that I have this space for creativity, for the people that I care about, for myself. Now, that being said, so I'm pretty good at those techniques, and I've shared some of those on this channel already, like how to do weekly planning, for example, one of the best productivity tools that I've been using for years. But the thing that I've been thinking about more recently is, okay, I could know all of the productivity hacks in the world, but if I don't deal with the emotional aspect of my being, which, let's face it, no matter how logical we are as human beings, we are emotional beings, then I'm never really going to be truly productive in some sense, because it's not, for me anyways, it's not a lack of time management skills that derails me. It's not getting distracted that derails me. It's nothing like that. Not anymore. I feel like I've done a pretty good job at learning how to deal with those kinds of things. For example, like taking all the basically getting rid of a whole bunch of apps on my phone, or getting rid of all notifications, stuff like that. It's like, okay, I've kind of figured that out. I still slip through the cracks sometimes, but like for the most part, I've got that pretty good. The main thing that derails me is my my moods, my emotional states. So if I have if I get into an argument with someone, that will leave me maybe for many hours feeling self-pity, like, oh, I must be a terrible person. Or, I mean, it could go the other direction. You could be feeling sorry for yourself, but also angry, like, oh, that other person is a terrible person. Either way, you're stewing in this negative emotion for hours at a time often. It totally throws you off balance. Or if I have a difficult interaction with my kid, like maybe she throws a tantrum or something like that, then that can throw me off. Not all the time, but sometimes it can really throw me off for a long time, like an entire day even, where I feel like I just get in this total self-pity mode where, oh man, I must be a terrible parent because X. It's the same thing for those of you who do anything public facing, if you receive a negative comment. So if I read a negative YouTube comment, that has in the past totally derailed my day too, where I start thinking like, oh man, I'm like a crappy piano teacher and no one likes me. And you just get in this really negative mode. So these are the things that actually suck away the most of my time. It's not that I'm procrastinating. It's not that I don't know how to make lists. It's that these emotions and these particularly these negative emotions are totally like knocking me off keel, as though I'm just like a leaf. To reference Firefly, but in a not so good way, I am a leaf in the wind, as opposed to something that's more rooted, like a big, sturdy oak tree. And that's my goal emotionally. I would love to have more resilience to the winds of life and to stay rooted instead of being blown around by every feeling that comes about. And this doesn't mean eliminating emotions or trying to somehow like rise above emotions and be a robot or something like that. I think the ability to feel things, whether that's pleasure or pain, is a beautiful part of the human condition, and I wouldn't want to change that. The difference is, though, is what story are you spinning around that pain? So, for example, you get into an argument with someone, and then all of a sudden you get angry and you start spinning the story. You start contributing to this narrative that this person is, oh, they always do this. They're so selfish, or they are terrible, whatever thoughts that you happen to be thinking in that angry moment. You're spinning a story about the other person, and maybe you're feeling there's injustice present, or their behavior should be different than it is. Or maybe with myself, with parenting, it might be something like, oh man, I lost my temper and I was way too snappy with my child and I'm a terrible parent. And I go down this road where I feed this narrative that one interaction means that it's just all or nothing thinking, that all of a sudden I'm this terrible person. I feel really sorry for myself. But that's the thing. It's like painful experiences are going to happen no matter what. You probably are going to get into arguments no matter what. You're probably going to have to deal with tantrums or other things. So it's not that there's a way to really avoid the conflict of life, because conflict is just a part of life. But when you tell a story about that conflict, when you experience that child's tantrum and then turn that into the narrative of I'm a terrible parent, that's the thing that prolongs your suffering and that makes the pain worse. That's the thing that sends you into a bout of self-pity for hours at a time. Like totally ruined your day. That's the thing that makes you latch onto a comment that someone said, maybe innocently, maybe not. And then you think about it, then you ruminate on it. You can't stop thinking about it. And it just sort of, it's like a rain cloud over your entire day or week or however long. So it's the story that we tell ourselves about these emotions. So another way that probably would be more of an oak tree version of dealing with this, as opposed to a leaf in the wind way of dealing with this, is if my child has a tantrum, I probably will experience the pain of conflict. I don't think there's any way around that. But I don't have to prolong it by then creating a story that I'm a terrible parent. You'll notice throughout the day, the things that tend to cause you suffering, at least what I've noticed, it tends to be this cascade effect. So you have this this one event triggers this entire cascade. So that's how point A is tantrum and point B is I'm a terrible parent. And there is a series of steps along the way that gets me from point A to point B. It's like one thought leads to another thought leads to another thought. And it's a really reinforced pathway between A and B. But the thing is, it is a cascade. So if you can interrupt the cascade, then what happens is you feel pain in that moment where, the tantrum's occurring. Maybe it's stressful or frustrating. But if you interrupt the pattern, you don't take it all the way to I'm terrible. And that means the pain is going to be a lot more temporary. It's not going to linger on so long because you're not creating basically fiction with it. Because I'm not a terrible parent, and I think there is some part of me that knows that. But in these emotional, highly charged moments, I end up creating this whole fiction that I am, and I believe it. And then that causes me immense suffering, way beyond the suffering of just the moment of just dealing with the tantrum. Because that's transient. That's fine. I don't have to make it about me or my ability as a parent. I could make it about like something else entirely. I mean, I could go in the opposite direction and think, oh, I have a terrible kid who's always tantruming. That's not a healthy approach either. But I think it's just removing the narrative entirely. Just tantrums are a part of life. I shouldn't expect it to be different. There will probably never be a kid on this planet who never has a tantrum. Like, what 3-year-old never has a tantrum? It is wildly unrealistic for me to expect that. So therefore, with that in mind, if I experience a tantrum, it's not because I am the worst. Maybe I said something that accidentally provoked a reaction, but that's okay. I didn't know. I wasn't trying to do it, and I'll do better next time. It doesn't have to be anything about my self-worth or anything like that. It's just a part of life. Negativity is a part of life. It's not, I think if we get stuck in this sort of things should be a certain way, that can really either make you angry at other people when they don't sort of adhere to your values, what you think should be happening, or it makes you feel sorry for yourself because you think, oh, I should be better. And then you're holding yourself to this standard. But I think the whole point I'm trying to make is this is ultimately fighting yourself, creating these stories, taking this original emotion and then just blowing it up by making this whole story about how, what it means about another person or what it means about you is fictional. You invent it. And yeah, maybe there's like a pattern. Maybe, there's certain things that, trigger me, consistently or things that I do that like it's like mistakes that I make consistently. That's not to say that like, I don't want to like be blind to the mistakes that I make, but I don't need to be like turning it into some kind of emotional soup. So anyway, basically I feel like if I wanted to be more productive, then these days where I get derailed by a comment or like a word that someone says or an argument or a tantrum or whatever, if I want to keep centered and maybe be blown off course like a little bit, but not for an entire day or hours at a time, that's going to have way more productivity gains, even though that's not the intention. The intention really is to be happier and be more centered and be less prone to getting just blown around by the storms of life. I would like to be more emotionally resilient than that. And that's the side benefit of that is that it will increase productivity because you'll be able to maintain a steady, more steady kind of baseline energy. So your energy is not going to be going like this all the time, which of course will have productivity benefits. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. So thank you for joining me and I'll catch you in the next one.